Powerful sermon that was. So it's a season of Advent. Are you excited, Nick?
I am.
I am too. I always look forward to this season, and I anticipate it's a season of joy, you know, and it's a season of giving, and it's a season of love. And, you know, I remember when I was a kid, we used to, when you were kids, did you ever drive go-karts? Some of you were like, yeah, I do that now, right? We used to get to drive a go-kart about twice a year is all. Because we lived in Wisconsin, and for about 7 months out of the year, go-karts wouldn't go really well on the ice. But for the few months that they would, we got to go to the go-karts. And my dad would say, okay, get in the car. The boys, we're going to the go-kart track. And we lived for that. It was like anticipation. And, it, you know, this is funny because when we got to the track, the go-kart track, there was like 50 kids in line. You had to stand there for an hour, but you got to watch the other kids. You got to, and the hour in the line was sometimes just as much fun as the 6 minutes that you got to drive those go-karts on the track, wasn't it? Because you were anticipating the whole time, I'm next. I'm not going to let that guy beat me. I'm going to get number 17 because that cart's faster than all the other. The anticipation was the best part sometimes, right? And sometimes in Advent, the anticipation of what's coming, Christmas is coming, is the best part of Advent. We're the highest of all the animals. Did you know that? God made us in his image and his likeness. All the insects, birds, reptiles, fish, everything else is lower than us. Why is that, that God did that? He gave us two things that none of the other animals have much of. He gave us memory, and he gave us hope and anticipation of the future. We're the only ones who can look into the future. A kid can go to school and say, I'm going to college, or I'm going to be this when I grow up, and he knows that way into the future. Animals don't have that. Well, some of you probably have cats that say, when I run that can opener, you know, or dogs, right? They know what's coming, right? But that's probably more instinct than anything else. But still, we have this blessed thing that we call hope. We can anticipate. That's a great thing to have. God gave us that. That's a gift. We can look forward to something. I always tell younger people who are having problems, I say, look, I got news for you. You're 12 years old. When you're 22, this will seem like nothing. And I'd say to 22-year-olds, when you're 32, you're going to look back when you were 22 and say, oh, my gosh, what was I thinking? And when you're 42 and 50, right? Am I right? Everybody here knows that that's true. Well, God has perfect timing for each one of us. And he has perfect timing for planet Earth. It says in the Bible, it says, in the fullness of time, God sent his son, Jesus Christ. In the fullness of time. What is the fullness of time? What does that mean? It was the right time. It was the right moment on planet Earth for his kingdom to come and for his will to be done. Why was it the right time? Because the people of that time had lost hope. The government, the Roman government, was oppressive. There was nothing going on. You know, it had been 400 years since any prophetic word had come forth from any of the prophets. Planet Earth was dying. And the religious leaders were just that, religious leaders. Ritual was all they had left. We'll do our duty every week. We'll go to temple. And darkness had had its way with the people of that day. Not much has changed, if you think about it, in some areas, in some ways. It's kind of the same now as it was then in a lot of places and a lot of times. Then was the time for the Messiah to come. And you know what? Now is the time for Jesus to come. Advent, anticipation, expectation. We want him to come. And how will he come to us? How did he come 2,000 years ago? Did he just appear out of nowhere as this full-grown man walking around saying, all right, I'm here? No, he was born like one of us, a baby, in weakness, in humility, in obscurity. It was such a quiet thing that nobody would have noticed had not there been a big star and angels announcing it, right? That's what it took to make sure that it was known that Jesus was born on planet Earth. So God became a man. That's what Advent is all about. The incarnation, God becoming a man, being born like one of us in the manger in Bethlehem. I remember when I was a kid, we used to read this story about Tarzan and the apes. It was a great story because we could do the Tarzan Yale. I can't do it anymore, so don't even ask me. But I could do that, you know, that really well, because it was like you had to use your falsetto voice to do it. But, you know, we could do the Tarzan of the Apes, Yale. But Tarzan was raised by monkeys, right? But something happened later on in Tarzan's life. Even though he took on a lot of the attributes of a monkey, he was still a man, wasn't he? He was still a man. In fact, he could do things that the apes couldn't do, and he developed language and pretty soon found out that he was actually human. He was a man, even though he had been raised by apes. So when God saw the earth and the condition that it was in, what did he make? What did he do to come to us? He became a man, not something else, not something strange or obscure, not a golden calf that the people had worshipped, not even an altar, but he became a person in Jesus Christ. He came to show us the way. He came to tell us the truth. And he came to give us life. Yeah. See, people then 2,000 years ago had a hope of a Messiah. Did you know that from the beginning Messiah had been prophesied and predicted? Did you know that from the very beginning, very early in time, people were told that there's going to come one that's going to redeem you? It's going to save you from not just yourselves, but from everything around you. And when he came, most of them didn't recognize him. When Jesus came, most of them didn't have any idea who he was. But we know, don't we? We know who he is. People all through the ages have been desperate for salvation and without hope. Did you know everybody's looking for something and everybody's waiting for something? Sometimes that's a good thought, but sometimes it's a scary thought too. People back then were waiting for something. They had some hope. They knew that something had to give, and sure enough, Jesus came, and a lot of them didn't see him and didn't recognize him. The Messiah came to them in the form of a man. And you know, the Messiah comes to the world today. How does he come to the world today? He comes to the world today in the church. That's you and me. The Messiah comes to a lost and dying world in the form of the church. Why? Because we stand here on Sunday morning and we sit here and we sing songs of hope and salvation. We don't just do that because it's something to do. It's not just ritual. I see you worshiping. God sees you worshiping. We have the hope. We have the thing inside of us, the Holy Spirit, that gives us that continual hope of salvation. And some will reject him, but some will receive him. And to as many as received him, to them he gave the right and the ability to become the children of God, just like you are. Did you know that you're a child of God? You are, you know. He fulfills our hope for the future. That's why the first reading of Advent, you look at that and say, it's all about the future. Yes, that's right. Because back then it was about the future coming Messiah. And today for us, it's about the future. I said earlier that everybody's waiting for something and looking for something. Sometimes what people are waiting for is the ultimate, the end of life. And they're afraid, well, they're afraid to death. Right? But we have a blessed hope that the readings today portray that even after the bodies are gone, we have a blessed hope of eternal life with Jesus Christ. Who we are, don't you see, we won't disappear. Who we are, the people that we really are, will continue on and we'll be together again. That's our hope. That's the hope of salvation. People are still lost. They're still looking and insecure about the future. They're out there waiting. Lots of people. Someone should tell them the truth about the potential for their future. Somebody who knows something about that should maybe tell people that are lost and dying out there what's going on. Because God, you see, God gives us hope in spite of everything. In spite of everything going on in our lives, he gives us that blessed hope. He gives us hope during the scariest time of all. During no matter what we're going through, we always have the hope. And we have a message. We have a message of salvation. We have a message of eternal life. And who needs our message? Who needs it? They do. Amen. In closing, I have something to say. I was reading something to say. I'm saying something. I was reading something on the internet about people who were all up in arms because some town government didn't want the nativity displayed in their park, and this over here, these people wanted to take this this manger out of the nativity scene because they didn't believe in the virgin birth. And over here, some other people wanted to insert some things into that. And I said, you know what? Those things are good, and the symbols that we have are wonderful. They remind us of everything. But you know what we need to do? We need to go out and be Christmas. We need to be Advent. Because the signs and symbols are out there, but I don't know anybody that ever came to church because they said, I saw a manger scene in the park. But I do know people that come to church because they say, well, somebody stop and talk to me about Jesus. See, that's the message of Advent. That's why we have this hope in us that springs up into eternal life. The message is, no matter where you are, the coffee shop, the line, the hospital, the waiting room, no matter where you are, we have the message. Proclaim it. Give it out. Be like a little child who's not afraid to go and explore and walk around. Be like little children dancing before the altar. Be Christmas. Be Christmas to the world. Amen?
Amen. Amen.